Now we're going to look at parts conflict or parts integration. Throughout our lives, from childhood onwards, we internalize messages about ourselves. You may say we come into this world an empty vessel, a baby. And then this empty vessel starts to get filled with messages from significant others in our lives. Our parents, our teachers, figures of authority, our siblings and peers and so on. So this empty vessel begins to fill with lots of messages which are often in conflict with each other. These messages that are alike in nature often stick together and form a complex known as a subpersonality. So let's say all the messages you've received of others that have put you down, that have made you look bad, or that have hit your self-esteem, the aspersions others have cast on you, say you internalize these and they all bond together to form a subpersonality called the internal saboteur. And on the other hand, all the compliments you've received off other people, how good you are, how intelligent you are, how beautiful you are, these also bond together to form another subpersonality that we may call the inner nurturer. And our psychic house is filled with these inhabitants, these subpersonalities that are often in conflict with each other. So, when, for example, you want to give up something, you've got to make a decision, you might have a part conflict. And the indication that you've got a part conflict is that you'll say things like, well, part of me wants to give this up and part of me doesn't. Part of me wants to move house and part of me doesn't. This shows that you've got two subpersonalities that are in conflict with each other, making your decision difficult. But one thing we must be sure of, both these subpersonalities have your best intentions at heart. For instance, I will give you an example. Somebody who wants to give up smoking and part of them doesn't want to give up smoking. The part that does want to give up smoking might have the person's health at mind in interest. Might have the person's best physical health, is worried that the person may suffer a terminal illness such as cancer if they carry on smoking. So this subpersonality has got the person's best interest at heart. And when we talk to the other subpersonality, the one that doesn't want to give up smoking, we might find that the reason it doesn't want to give up smoking is that it connects smoking with relaxation, and therefore it's still got the person's highest interest at heart. It wants the person to relax. So here, both subpersonalities are looking in the best interest of the person as a whole. So what we do, we actually put the person under trance and we call forth each subpersonality in turn. And we speak to these subpersonalities and ask them what they want. Each subpersonality is like a person within a person, has its own beliefs and desires, but at some level always has the person's best interest at heart. So we speak to both subpersonalities and we find out what it is they want, what it is they want for the person with whom they dwell within. One may want relaxation, while the other wants good physical health. So what we do then is create a third personality or a third subpersonality. And the third one is an integration of both the other two. What we do in effect is synthesize the two opposing parts and bring them into a oneness, into agreement, so that they concur. And then that leaves the person clear as to what course of action needs to be taken. At this stage in your course, there will be an example for you to listen to, so I recommend you go and do that now.